this symposium, I think, is a very exciting event that takes place yearly, but I think with the development of these plans, we might be able to make this event a more frequent and daily occurrence. And for this, I wish to thank Dr. Fox for her vision. Actually, we were able to have lunch together about a year ago, and we were discussing ideas about how things could be put together. And I think with the work that she did at UNC before coming to UCSD, she had a trademark for doing such innovative things. And with this, to launch a Center for Innovative Therapeutics, I think is going to be a very exciting place for us to work and interact. We've actually coined the term innovator space, which will actually allow us for website and other information. But the Center for Innovative Therapeutics is intended to promote personalized therapeutics through research being conducted at UC San Diego investigators, along with members in industry and the private sector in a shared space. And what this entails actually is the fact that we have a research science park, which lies just east of the Cancer Center being in this area here. This whole research area here is just dedicated as a research science park. And really, this research science park land permits private sector occupied facilities unlike other areas of the campus. So this offers the capacity to generate buildings that are joint university and industry. And I think this can allow for development of very innovative types of incubator space that might facilitate the translation of biomedical discoveries into actual fruition. The Center for Innovative Therapeutics is actually been tentatively assigned into this area, Lot 4, which is contiguous or kitty corner here from the Cancer Center. And this puts it into context with other sites, as I mentioned earlier, the new cancer hospital, the site of the CTRI building, which is going to be here, also the Sulpizio Cancer Cardiovascular Center, and other sites. And so this is going to be along the lines of this campus. But how do we bring together these disciplines? We do certainly need to develop more effective treatment strategies, need to develop better diagnostics and preventive interventions, and we need to shorten the time required to bring these new interventions to clinical trials. So how can we do this? This is really something that's familiar for everyone here. New ideas in academia, also in industry, this sort of fermentation process that may govern the development of ideas into actual practice. As I mentioned earlier, there's the issue of research and also development. Oftentimes in academia, our developmental acumen is leaves something to be desired. Certainly in industry, that can be accelerated, and these things can then be made into products which can be then tested in clinical trials and hopefully gain a foothold in our fight against this disease. This is a artist's rendition of the south side as you face the building. It's intended to be a building that has 110,000 square feet, three stories and a basement. It's proposing to have a state-of-the-art vivarium, 8,000 square feet. The actual plans is to have wet and dry laboratories. The also core facilities. I mentioned the core activities of the Morris Cancer Center currently. Some of these core facilities could then be used in a much more efficient fashion as interactions and collaborations between members of the Cancer Center as well as other members on the campus faculty with industry can make use of these cores. I think the aspect here is certainly a genomics pipeline, the informatics and genomics initiatives here, a vivarium, including a xenograft transplant center to expand xenografts, a biorepository of material that can be interrogated for new targets are tested on for the activity of different new compounds, as well as potentially a GMP manufacturing center, which is small but intended to perhaps offer the opportunity for GMP manufacture of cell products that might be then used in clinical studies. There's a growing interest, for example, in cellular vaccines and modified cells. This technology is very advanced, but I think represents a very exciting new area of biology that without such facilities, we are going to be handicapped in being able to implement here at the university. So these are somewhat of a area where we have offices, shared spaces could be designed according to the private sector as well as the university faculty, and we have questions for you. What sort of specific needs could be addressed with the space or layout? How can we design this most effectively? How can this space fit requirements that you currently cannot accommodate in the space that you have currently? This is a mock-up of one of the lab facilities here, looking just northeast. And what types of lab facilities would you require? How much space would you require? I think these are important questions we wish to discuss today. I mean, things such as this might be very helpful to have a room which can be used and shared, a video conference center that allows for you to link up with other investigators or companies around the world in a video conferencing center, but also with the other core resources, I think, to make this a very attractive and exciting space in which to accelerate discovery. So the next steps that we have is an indication of interest from private sector companies and investigators in looking to the CIT. EDA has actually been able to solicit a number of private companies that are interested in having a foothold in the CIT building. We need to develop programs that will be able to share cores and services. The plan is to propose the building and to seek Regent's approval in May of this year. We've actually secured Century Bond funding and have secured the funds to actually create the building, and so we anticipate completing it by the end of 2014. And the Planning Committee is going to be necessary to define the scope and facility of resources and the requirements. Now, you have a brochure which we're handing out, and this is for you to take, and we'd really very much appreciate your feedback and input. If you list your interest and such, you can just tear this off and then send it in to us. It'd be very helpful to us, and we might be able then to establish interactive lists and a website designed to be able to interact with you as we go through the planning stages to make the space the best it can be. So this is going to the whole UC San Diego Cancer Campus and beyond. This will become an integral part of our entire operations. But I think with regard to this, offer the space that's really going to be exciting because of the access to the clinic and to the hospital in close proximity. So I really want to acknowledge, again, Dr. Fox for her vision on this. And also want to thank David Brenner, too, for being very enthusiastic about supporting this concept. Dennis Carson actually is spearheaded this with his interactions with industry. I think he's one of the best in terms of translating things into the clinic and exciting new developments that have interacted with industry. With his leadership as the former director of our cancer center, I wish to acknowledge Nancy Kozin, who's really been tremendous in moving this project forward, Ida as well for work in getting our initial solicitations, and Hillary Taurasi and Ira Goodman and Todd Pittman. And Andrew, for helping me with these presentations and beyond. But in any case, I wish to thank you for this, and I hope that you can provide feedback, and I hope that you're as excited as we are about this new opportunity here in San Diego. I think this is a great concept for us to make this meeting more of a daily occurrence. So thank you very much.